Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. In an effort to prevent fraud and identity theft, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is issuing a new Medicare card to the nearly 60 million people on Medicare in the United States. People should start seeing them in their mailboxes in the coming weeks and months. And these new cards use a randomly assigned number called the Medicare Beneficiary Identifier. And that's going to replace the Social Security-based numbers that are currently on cards. We're joined for the rest of the hour by Marilyn Gregory. She's a licensed navigator with the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida. We're going to get the lowdown on what this means for the people on Medicare and any changes or issues they might encounter going forward. Marilyn, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Julie.
It's great to see you again. Are you on Medicare? If so, has your new card shown up yet? Or maybe you have a question about what it all means going forward? Give us a call if you do at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So this is being done for security reasons?
Primarily, yes, for security reasons, because your Medicare card has a Social Security number on it as the claim number. And as people know who have Medicare, wherever you go, they ask you for your Medicare card. In fact, the other day I was in Key West and they said if you show your Medicare card, you'd get a free bus ride. Well, it pretty much puts your Social Security number out there with everybody.
Well, a Social Security number used to be on driver's licenses and everything used to be all over the place, but now you just don't wave that thing around.
No, it's the biggest source of fraud that's out there right now.
Is this kind of like the last exposure really of Social Security numbers? It seems like they wiped it off of all the other things, but it's still on Medicare cards. Does it surprise you it's still there?
Well, this has been just like with any government agency or undertaking of this magnitude. This has taken 8 years to do. So the initiative was started over 8 years ago.
Okay. And then they passed a law in 2015?
Correct.
And then before that law was passed, did you ever think to yourself, why are they still using Social Security numbers?
Well, I don't think it was such a problem even as much as 3 or 4 years ago as it is today.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, so many of our seniors who have Medicare are still very, very willing to give anybody that calls them their Social Security number over the phone or to show their Medicare card when asked for it.
Yeah, and they're number one target for scams.
Absolutely.
Right? Besides having a new number that doesn't include your Social Security number, what else is different about these new cards?
Well, the new card's going to look the same. It's red, white, and blue. It'll be about the same size. It won't have your gender on it. It won't have your signature on it. And it won't have it'll give the dates that you qualified for Medicare, and it will be an alphanumeric number that will be assigned and won't be connected to anything.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like almost like your driver's license number.
Pretty much.
It's got like a little
correct
the first letter of your last name, then a lot of numbers.
Correct.
Like 16 or something. Well, when people get their new cards, is there anything they need to do? Do they have to destroy their old card? They have to register that they now have their new card like you do with a credit card?
Well, what we're telling people is, first of all, right now what you can do to get ready for this is to be sure that your information is correct with Social Security. Not so much with Medicare, but with Social Security, because Social Security is the arm that's going to be mailing these new cards.
Okay.
So you need to either go to ssa.gov or go call Social Security and make sure that your mailing address is correct. Then when you get your new card, destroy your old card and begin using your new one. But be sure to destroy your old one because it'll still be valid until 2020.
So the old one's valid till 2020.
Yep.
But there's also – you have a lot of people that are Medicare eligible that may have a home here, may receive mail here, and may be getting ready to head back up north.
Good question. That was my first question when I read the information coming out. The official answer from Department of Elder Affairs, which is our governing arm for SHINE, is that – no worries, because if you have your mail forwarded from your residence to another address, it will be forwarded to that address for 6 months.
Okay.
So that should be no worries for our people that spend part of the year here. What's also interesting to note is that Medicare beneficiaries are getting letters right now saying that this is going to happen. And I've already had 5 or 6 of my clients call me saying, I haven't got my card yet. Well, it's only April 4th. And it's going to start in April, and it's going to run through next April.
Oh, so you could get your card anytime between now and next year.
Yes, that's right. And then they actually your old card will still be valid until January of 2020. This is going to be a tremendous project.
Well, it's 60 million new cards.
Correct. And the rollout, the plan anyway for the rollout, is to roll out the cards in 7 tiers. Florida will be number 5.
Okay.
So it's going to be sometime – Floridians are going to get theirs sometime after June of 2018. People who are qualifying for Medicare right now, April, will get the new numbers on their cards.
They're not going to get the old ones. So,
right. Yeah, regardless of where you are, where you live.
Yeah.
So they'll get the new ones.
So if you haven't gotten it yet
– don't panic.
Don't panic. It's going to be here and your old one's good to go until 2020.
Correct.
All right. So they're going to be sending out 60 million of them. They told you that it's going to be done in tiers. Do you think there are any other things that might be confusing about these new cards for Medicare recipients?
My concern, having worked with so many Medicare beneficiaries, is that they won't open the mail that has the new card in it.
Really?
Yes. It'll probably be nondescript. It'll probably be something from Social Security that might be nondescriptive. Be sure and open all of your mail. You could be throwing your new card away.
Because when you get so much junk mail,
exactly.
Though, you know. So they're not clearly marking it like, hey, here's your new Medicare card all over the front of the envelope, because they don't want somebody to steal that out of the mail either.
Well, there you go. Right.
Right.
And then another thing to be careful about right now is that this is a new opportunity for scammers, because they're losing their opportunity with the new cards being issued, to jump on the bandwagon right now and be calling people saying, I'm processing, I'm with Medicare or I'm with Social Security, and I'm processing your new Medicare card. So I need some information from you. There are many people that will be more than willing to give them that information.
Because they don't want to lose their new card.
The people. Medicare does not call you, nor does Social Security under normal circumstances. So get a number and call them back if you really think it's something that you need to pursue. Otherwise, hang up.
Medicare is not going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security is usually not going to call you.
Usually not.
But if they do, and you feel like you're feeling inclined to give some information, before you do that, you're saying, get their phone number and say, hey, let me call you back.
Correct.
And even if you feel like you're being rude, I'm in the middle of dinner or whatever, or I'm in the middle of my programs. Leave me alone. I'm watching TV right now and I'm going to miss a part. Let me call you back. So get their number and call them back.
Exactly. I can't say that you will never get a call from Medicare or Social Security, but the chances are slim.
Very slim. And they tend to communicate by mail. So keep an eye on the mail and make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking right now with Marilyn Gregory. She's a licensed navigator with the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida. We're talking about the new Medicare cards that are on their way to Medicare recipients in the next year. The new cards aim to prevent identity theft and fraud. If you've got a question, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So what does that number on your card connect you to? What's it good for?
The number, the new number?
Is it just a tracking number?
Mm-hmm. It'll just connect to your social – it'll track to you, but it won't mean anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you should still keep it private. I wouldn't you know, make copies of it for everybody. But it doesn't tie to anything. So it should be perfectly safe to use. And I also want to add that if the program that I'm affiliated with through for Medicare is SHINE, and that's a program serving health insurance needs of elders. It's managed by the Area Agency on Aging. If you want somebody like me to call you or help you with any of these questions, you can call that number, and I'll give it to you in just a minute whenever you're ready for it. It's 866-413-5337, and ask for SHINE Volunteer, and a group of somebody will call you and help you with any of your Medicare issues.
So once somebody gets their card here in Florida, and we're looking at maybe June, sometime after June.
Definitely after June.
So we're looking into July.
We are number 5.
Okay.
We are tier 5 in a group of 7.
So once people start getting these cards, do they need to get a copy of that card, get to their physician and let them know, hey, here's my new stuff,
mm-hmm.
or just update it the next time you go to the doctor?
Well, I wouldn't – if you're getting it, it's whatever is easier for you. Usually if you get something new in the mail like that, it's fresh in your mind, let's just get it taken care of. Providers will be prepared to take the new information going forward as of April.
Okay. Well, it's good information. And can you give me that number one more time in case people didn't have their pen ready,
right,
if they wanted to talk to a SHINE volunteer?
866 413 5337.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for our show today. I want to thank you so much, Marilyn Gregory. It was great to see you again, as always.
See you.
Our show today was produced by Mike and Irie, Rachel Iacovone, John Davis, and myself. Our director is Richard Chinqui, and our social media coordinator is Tara Galligan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.